Jay Jaffe, Major League Baseball writer for SI.com, joining us. How you doing, Jay?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Good. Handicap the trade, this particular trade.
The Cueto trade?
Yeah.
I think it's a fair exchange. I mean, the Royals have sent three left-handed pitching prospects of various pedigree, including their first-round draft pick from last year, a guy who some people feel may end up in the bullpen. That's Brandon Finnegan, a guy who was a former top prospect back in circa 2011, who had some arm trouble since then, but is looking like he's nearly ready for a rotation now in John Lamb, and then a guy who was a bit more of a flyer, big power arm down in Double-A in Cody Reed, second-round pick from a couple years ago. The Royals have been dealing and have been hoarding prospects for a while. This time they finally emptied out the farm system for an ace. This is a legitimate front of the rotation guy in Cueto for a rotation that really has been kind of the weak spot of the club. Nobody's been able to effectively replace the loss of James Shields. Yordano Ventura has struggled. Danny Duffy has had some arm problems and been pretty mediocre. And they lost Jason Vargas to surgery last week. So I think this is a good aggressive move for them to go for it.
Yeah, Jay, it's interesting. Just yesterday at Cooperstown, so a number of inductees, and you think about Randy Johnson, and being a Montreal Expo fan way back when, they went big for Mark Langston all those years ago and gave up three prospects, and one of them was Randy Johnson to the Seattle Mariners and that kind of trade. And then it seemed the last, I don't know, number of years that, I mean, the prospects weren't quite that. Well, Randy Johnson, that's a little bit out of the park that way. But am I getting the impression from what you're saying that now they have been upgraded more, that of late it's taken more higher valued prospects to land a guy like Johnny Cueto or others like that?
You know, I to be honest, I'm not sure how true that is. I haven't studied it systematically. I mean, certainly I think in Major League Baseball, there's a tendency to overvalue prospects a bit lately. You know, now that analysts like myself study the matter more closely and try to put price tags on things, I think we have a better idea of the value of an individual prospect. But pitching prospects, I mean, that's such a fickle game. There's so many things that can happen with regards to injuries. And look, I mean, both Finnegan and Lamb have some dings there. Maybe one of them pans out, maybe two of them pan out. And if two of them pan out, it's a great deal for the Reds, who weren't going to be able to afford to keep Cueto. To some extent, you're just throwing darts and crossing your fingers when it comes to these deals. I mean, you make the best choices you can and hope that it pans out, but they don't always pan out.
You know, and I was talking on the hockey front. Baseball has kind of a similar front about trade deadline, and there's always the fans' hopes and expectations where really there's 24 other players that are key, but that 25th guy you can add trade deadline-wise, I don't mean 25th caliber player, but just somebody, mm-hmm. a new face coming in, making a difference, and then last year, the Oakland A's, who traditionally didn't go that way, did, and it didn't work out for them. And when you look at teams and you analyze baseball, is it important for every team that thinks they're going to contend to make some move at this point, or are there other teams you look at and say they'd be better to hold them?
Well, you know, it depends from deal to deal. I mean, you in a vacuum. In a vacuum, I think obviously, you can say, yeah, every team should make an upgrade. But if the cost of it is your overall number one prospect, then the odds are pretty slim that it's actually going to pay off, for what might be a one or at most two win upgrade over the course of the remainder of the season. Now, when you look at say for the Royals, if it's Jeremy Guthrie, whom Cueto is replacing in the rotation, well, that's a guy whose ERA is twice what Cueto's is now, roughly speaking. So that's a pretty significant upgrade over the remainder of the season. It's not going to affect their chances of winning the division so much as it is their chances of winning a playoff series. So, I think the calculus there becomes different. But I think there are teams that tend to, contend to force it. I mean, obviously the Billy Bean move that traded Addison Russell for half a season of Jeff Samardzija doesn't look so good in retrospect, particularly with the A's falling backwards this year and looking like they need prospects.
And Jay, as you say, you can't craft the deal because it always depends exactly who's coming back. But if you're Alex Anthopoulos and the Toronto Blue Jays, who in particular are you focusing on trying to get?
Well, given the situation in their bullpen, I mean, I think Aroldis Chapman's a guy who makes sense. you know, he's arbitration eligible for one more season. It allows you to perhaps move Aaron Sanchez back to the rotation, which you know has really just been kind of a big weakness for the team after upgrading the offense over the winter. So. I think that's one area. I think you also need to get a starting pitcher as well. I don't know, maybe Jeff Samardzija, somebody like that. It'd be nice if you could get a bigger name, a more frontline pitcher than that. But they're coming off the board here. I don't know if you want to empty out the system for a David Price, who's going to cost you multiple prospects too when you're as far back as the Blue Jays are relative to the picture.
What names do you think absolutely will go July 31st? I know you mentioned some of them, but I'm curious, like guys that they debate doing, but who definitely will be gone among the bigger names by July 31st?
Well, I think David Price will move because the Tigers aren't going to re-sign him, and they're just really, not in a position to maintain the level of success they've known for the last few years. I think Yoenis Cespedes as well from that team. Justin Upton from the Padres. I think we could see a few Padres dealt, but he's the number one guy because he's a pending free agent. Going back to the Reds, I think Mike Leake, another pending free agent. Samardzija from the White Sox. Those are some names that I expect to shift around. There's a lot of starting pitching out there to fit just about every budget, and I think teams will find fits for their rotations.
The added wild card spot, which means it's one more team, but probably two or three that think they have a serious chance of getting in the playoffs. How has that changed the buyers and sellers ratio?
Well, I think it allows teams to squint and believe that they still have a chance at the very worst at that second wild card spot. That's kind of a false hope. You get five teams who are 3.5 to 5 games out of the wild card spot, which was, I think, the situation in the American League last week. And that's, you're betting on a really long shot, and trying to make a very small upgrade that could cost you something. I think the tendency, it's good PR to bite your lip and say we're in this thing and give up a top prospect, but it's probably not great management in the long run because you're chasing something where you maybe only have a 1 in 6 chance or something like that. It's not just the distance from the playoff spot. It's the traffic ahead of you that can really hamper you.